Jason, you don't have that copy of that rap, do you? Are you able to play it on
I
here?
do.
Oh no, you got it. You have a set. Stop it. Stop for a sec. Stop for a sec. We gotta tell Madison about this.
Yeah,
All
I'm
right,
so
so
lost.
I didn't want him to play it immediately. So I'm holding auditions. You already know about that. I was holding auditions.
Yeah.
And you looking upset, but you don't got nothing to worry about.
I'm just like, I'm just, go ahead, go ahead. Okay.
You're one of my regular actors, so you don't have to worry. You got nothing to worry about. So this person, I ain't gonna say who it is, just in case they listening. Well, they should have sent this to me.
Well,
This
you're listening.
person, this lady, yeah,
Don't bust them
she
out
was
live.
auditioning, and she sent a rap while for one of her auditions.
Oh no.
Cause the thing was is I needed a rapper, but I need a guy rapper because I didn't have that many guy parts. And so one of the two guys that I need was a rapper. And I was like, I don't need anyone rapping. It's just a character to play. Not you going to bust out rapping. He just happened to play a character. So the lady, she commented, she was like, I can play a rapper. And I was like, no, I don't need you to play a rapper. You know, I just need, you know, just audition lines or whatever. So she sent all the audition lines and she sends a rap. And she's an older lady.
Oh.
Like maybe 60.
I mean, you know.
Oh. Not rapping granny.
Maybe late 50s. Yes, rapping granny. And that's a, it's a track diss about her ex-husband.
I'm intrigued.
He accused me of cheating, but only with small guys. He's scared to pick on niggas his own size. Then he started lying and making up shit all on Facebook like an idiot. So he challenged me to make a diss, but the
All
nigga
right.
didn't know I
I
was
mean,
coming like this.
Josh is getting ready for after she listens to this, she's going to make another track against you.
She's gonna
dish you.
I didn't say nothing about it. I just said that she
She's
sent me this
gonna
rap.
Dish you.
That's all I said. That's all I said. I didn't say nothing
Okay.
else.
All right.
But
All right.
I couldn't help but to. I haven't listened to it since then, so this is still shocking to me.
Yeah. Speaking of musicals, what are we talking about this time?
We are talking about The Color Purple, the new musical, and a little bit of the original one.
The Color Purple Universe.
Yeah, the Color Purple
Universe,
pretty much. We're gonna talk about everything color purple, like the sky, the flowers, and
the
everything. Color
flowers,
purple. Barney the dinosaur, all that stuff. Let me introduce everybody. I am Josh, aka Prop Josh, and I'm joined by my co-host here, Jason, aka
also known as
Smiles.
Smiley.
And there's a dog here as well.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm outside with my dog, so.
Yeah, we have a guest, Madison Warren Combs here.
Hi.
Returning guest.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome
yeah.
back to the what we talking about this time.
Glad to be back.
Yeah.
It was fun. Let's have some fun.
All right, yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about... I can hear an echo myself. Is that somebody? I don't know. I'm not going to affect the mic. Is it?
I didn't do it.
We'll see.
Maybe I did. I don't know. I'm outside.
It might be your headphones. I don't know, but we'll see.
Me?
Oh, okay. No, tomorrow, hers or mine? I don't know. Never mind.
Okay.
Anyway, don't edit that out. Leave it all in. It's behind the curtain. People get to hear the behind the curtain stuff. Well, anyway, so let's talk about like y'all thoughts of the original movie, The Color Purple. Even though we're gonna be talking about the original a lot, but like just real quick thoughts about it.
Well, I love Whoopi. I mean, Whoopi and Oprah's performance was really well, but once I read the book, it was like, this movie isn't as great as I thought it was.
I can't wait to hear your thoughts, especially about the original book, Because yeah, I don't know nothing about the book.
Yeah, when I read it, I was just like, oh, this is, woo, it's graphic, yeah, you know?
Yeah, definitely to add that. Alice Walker, brilliant author, brilliant minded. She actually got a chance to speak at, I saw her just last, a couple months ago, at a Phyllis Wheatley, like, poetry event in Mississippi. And so, brilliant, brilliant minded. And so, yeah, I think that I enjoyed the movie just when I originally watched it. And it's, you know, it's definitely Black culture lore when you think about, like, a lot of the phrases and, you know, people share about it. But mm-hmm. I haven't read the book yet, so that's on my list. I need to check it out. And I did see the Broadway play. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
You saw it on Broadway?
I saw it in Wisconsin. Yeah, Madison, Wisconsin, actually. So there are, you know, off Broadway.
You know, off Broadway. At least you saw the live version.
Yeah.
I love the original movie. But I hadn't watched it since I was a little kid. Like, mm-hmm. I remember watching it a lot when we were little. Like, my parents would put it on a lot. It's like, I feel like when we have company over, they'll put on The Color Purple. So, but like, I could barely remember it because it had been years since I've watched it. Like, I was probably 7 the last time I watched it. And so a lot of years went by. So I was like, I rewatched it recently on New Year's Eve. And I was like, oh, like, I get it now. Cause there's a lot of adult stuff that just went over my head as a kid. Yeah. But there was also certain stuff that stuck with me since I was a kid, growing up watching and stuff. So, but I rewatching it as an adult, I was like, oh man, I love this movie.
I don't say I don't love it. It is a great movie. But what I noticed that Spielberg did compared to Alice Walker's version of it was he kind of centered the men. Mm. It was like a men versus women in the family thing, but that wasn't really what was going on in the book. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh, okay.
Because it was like, that's what I noticed in the movie. I was like, dang, all these men ain't shit. Mm. Not now one of them. The daddy missed it. Like, it was going down. Like, I felt like Harpo was trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that the movie had some backlash from back then. I was watching a review about it, and they said that the original movie did have that kind of backlash, like the men were all looked up as evil. Mm-hmm. That's actually my thoughts for Tyler Perry's For Colored Girls. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about that movie, because I was like, damn, every guy in this movie is terrible. So I don't really care for that movie. So, but I like Color Purple way differently, but I can see how people would see it like that, definitely.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, it's definitely like the movie showed like the extreme evil. The original movie showed the extreme evilness. And yeah, the dad, Mr.'s dad. I mean, that's like all the people were just super evil. So I can see that. So the book doesn't show that.
I mean, it shows it, but not as much, not centered as Spielberg did. When in the book, it's more about Celie, how they were evil kind of to her. Yeah. But you see that these guys are evil.
Yeah, I see that.
And even in the book, we'll probably end up getting there, but Celie and Mr. actually end up being friends by the end. They kind of like each other.
Oh, okay. I kind of got that glimpse from the new one.
Yeah, very, very. So, but it's way more. Mm, like, even in the book, it's way more detailed.
Okay. Yeah, let's jump into this.
Yeah.
We got some pills to unpeel. We got some things to jump into for this thing. We might not go through every single scene, but just like a brief, like not a brief summary, but a summary of it, you know, especially certain scenes that stand out.
Yeah.
So this is people's spoiler warning. If you black,
everybody should know the story.
I know everybody should know the story. But I gotta admit, some people, you know, could have been like me and haven't watched the movie in a long time, so you probably forgot. But for the most part, this is like part of our Black culture. You know, this is coming out the first day of February, so this is we kicking off Black History Month.
Yeah, how about cool.
This? So I think this is a good episode to start off Black History Month. So
yeah, that's cool.
So let's talk about Act One, the introduction of the characters. Establishing of the settings and stuff. So I'm gonna definitely talk about the original a lot. I'm gonna tell you that right now because I didn't realize she was pregnant when I watched it as a kid. As a kid, as an adult, I was like, she's pregnant? Who's she pregnant by? Her daddy? That was me in the theater.
In the theater as a kid. Okay, I was about to say
As a kid, you know, because I forgot as a kid, even though she gives birth in the movie, and I remember her giving birth when I was a kid, but my kid mind weren't really putting two and two together. But my adult mind was like,
your kid mind shouldn't have had to put two and two together, to be honest. <Pretty obvious>.
I don't know because you know, when she's fast forward to the very end, I'm probably gonna jump all over the place, but like when she meets her kids, I didn't know who those people
when you
were
watched the movie?
When I was a kid, like, who are these people?
Oh, you were not paying attention.
When I was a kid watching the movie.
Not at all.
But I kind of knew it was her kids, but I was like, where'd she get kids? Yeah, I was so confused. Okay. As a kid. So that's why I was like, it made way more sense. I needed to watch this movie again as an adult because I was like, so messed up.
Even the scene where she's like, "That's my baby. I know that's Olivia. My baby." No,
Olivia. Right.
I know. Mm-hmm. My mind.
Oh, Olivia.
Yeah, I didn't. I was a kid. I wasn't paying attention. I was all into cartoons and stuff back then.
Well, I'm younger than you, and I was paying attention, and I was very well aware. So, and like you said, we watched it a bunch of times, so I was very well aware by the third or fifth time.
When I stopped watching it, I said I was seven when I stopped watching it, so you were one, which means you watched it again when I was older. You probably got it better, and I could have watched it if I watched it with you when you watched it again, I would have got it better at that point.
So you only watched it when you were 7 years old?
Yeah, how you get
the last time,
and then
how
as
you
an
get
adult,
your high school years not watching it.
I mean, it was you know, we were talking about Friday and stuff, but when in high school, everybody was quoting Friday at that point. So,
wow. So yeah, I definitely watched it.
Wow,
a lot, and I guess middle school it was one of the tapes. So you know, we didn't have cable, so like we had certain, you know, movies that we'll watch frequently. And so, yeah, Color Purple was one of those. Malcolm X was one of those. We were very Black.
The South, growing up in the South. That's
what
it was.
You're right. Either that or it come on HBO every time you turn around.
So in the beginning, you know, you see her closest with her sister. What was her sister's name again?
Nettie.
Yeah. And like, I didn't realize that the dad was played by Dion Cole until later, like while I was watching the movie, because I was like, and I remember talking to somebody else about this, and they were like, yeah, we didn't know that was Dion Cole. Like a few people didn't realize that was him, because you know, he's got his beard all shaved off and stuff, and he's playing like this real evil man, and it's like, you know, you're used to Dion Cole being kind of silly and stuff, so it was like, so like I think like in his second or third scene, I was like, wait a minute, that's Dion Cole. So, and we meet Mister hitting on Nettie. Yeah, what's her name? Yeah, Nettie. Nettie. That's it. My bad. Don't make fun of me. It's been a while since I've seen this one too. So, what are y'all thoughts?
You're saying like at the very beginning of the we're talking about the 2023 musical film, right? We're going through.
Right.
Yeah, cause I was a little confused.
Yeah. Okay. just jump right into. Okay, so we're talking about this one. It does, because it does start a little bit different than the original. It's closer to the stage play, because it just doesn't give a lot of background, like her as a kid. So it just shows her right into, you know, being pregnant, because I think they show a little bit more in the original of her childhood, just a slightly bit. But it was cringe to see this old man.
Man.
So yeah, that was just like, oh my goodness, wow. I felt like that was, and I mean, I know Halle Bailey, I mean, it's like she's playing this teenager, you know, person, and
possibly like 13 or something.
Yeah, I was about to say she's really young, because if Celie's supposed to be like 15,
yeah,
something like that.
I think she's supposed to be 14.
Celie's supposed to be 14.
Yeah, it doesn't really specify in the book. Mm. So I know they're just they're kids. Yeah. At the end of the day,
she's in
kids.
School, and she's going to school. She's on her way to school, and this old man is coming on to her. flirting. Yeah. Like, he's like, yeah, but he's flirting with her. And then, you know, now he wants to marry her. Like, she meet me my wife. It was kind of cringe.
Very cringe.
Okay, we're talking about the musical, yes. Right?
Yeah, I definitely want to hear thoughts about the book as well.
Okay, so real talk, I entered the theater kind of late and entered it right when she was singing, "I Know That's My Baby, I Know It's My Baby." And it gave me cringe right then and there walking in. Because I think she had just had her baby and she saw who she thought was Olivia in the store and then started singing. Mm-hmm. And that to me seemed really, really weird. Thank you. But yeah, it seemed really, really weird, because it was like, oh, I'm singing about a baby that I think is mine, that my daddy raped me. Yeah, I don't know. It was just, it was the weirdest part to walk in on the theater, to be real.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's to just the whole concept. It's like, yeah, this is her child and her father, and it felt like a Tubi movie.
You gotta remember the time period. We gotta remember the time period.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So, how was it in the book? Like, it wasn't too different?
Well, the book literally started off with her basically getting raped. Literally.
I figured.
Literally. Saying that basically her mother was around when she, you know, got pregnant the first time. And basically her mom wasn't giving it up, so she had to.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How did her mom die?
Oh, I think she was sick. And she just kind of like passed.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, she was sick. And then,
so, like, when the movie takes place, like, how long has it been since her mom
They do
died?
Show some flashbacks, but it's not, like, it doesn't feel like it's too long. It doesn't say either.
Well, I don't remember how. No. And I don't remember, like, when it started, so I didn't see the beginning. I didn't see the very, very beginning. So, I just
saw
it.
Was probably before
she
had her kids.
Well, the beginning of,
I think she was pregnant with the second one.
Yeah, I mean, the beginning, this one only shows one, like, it shows her delivering Olivia.
The boy.
Oh, no.
It was a boy, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's what I saw.
Yes.
Because
Olivia was already
born. Olivia was
already born, so it's showing her blue.
Yeah, because it's the other way around. It's the other way around in the original movie.
Yeah, the boy
they
is older.
The kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what threw me off a little bit.
And I think the boy was older.
As it is in the book.
Yeah.
So they had a little, so that's kind of how it shows that part. So I think that it doesn't really, you know, her mom is probably not that far off. because he's still actively.
Do you think she died before the first kid was born?
Oh, no.
Could have been the case.
Before? No. Because she knew it was happening because the father said that she wasn't doing what she needed to do, so she was going. He was going to get it done.
Wow. That's horrible.
So Seeley kind of takes it as her mom is just kind of ignoring it, and she was too sick to care. Mm. So when she finally, passed away, I think she passed away, and then she had the second kid, and then she was sold off to Mister.
Right. So, and that's when the father tried to molest Nettie. She's like,
Yeah.
That's when Nettie left.
You go from one terrible person to
another
like, terrible person.
Who is worse? Yeah, because she runs off. The father or Mister?
Who was worse? It's like they're about the same. They're pretty much the same character, right?
Yeah, because in a sense, I mean, because by the end of the father's life, he had remarried, and the girl said he was so nice and sweet, and she was so in love
right.
with him.
Yeah,
like,
she did say that.
And the same thing kind of happened to Mister. Mister kind of got right back with Seeley by the end of it, and they tolerate mm-hmm. each other.
Like, do they get back together in the book? Like
they don't get back together.
Married and everything.
They don't get back together. They just share that love of Suge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So talk about when they move to Mister's place,
mm-hmm.
and of course he comes on to Nettie, of course, because that's who he originally wanted.
I was thinking, like, why did she? I mean, like, she knew that he wanted her, and I'm like, that's not the place that you should be if you know, like, so she just so innocent and like hopeful, and she's like, wait a minute, and
I guess she figured that Seeley was going to protect her because Seeley protected her from her father.
Oh,
that makes
sense.
But after that,
and that's why Nettie ran, because Seeley wasn't there anymore.
So when Mister comes on to Nettie, I feel like, and I'm going to say this a lot, the original did it better than the new one, because in the new one, I think he's like trying to sneak into her room where, in the original, he's like flirting with her a little bit much, like he's on a horse or something, ain't he? Like she's trying to walk home from school, and he's like kind of like telling her and stuff, and she's just like trying to get away from him.
That's how they did it in the book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. That's probably why it was done better.
Yeah. Artistic liberties.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. Because like the new one, it just made it seem like it was just that one time where I feel like in the original, it felt when he was on that horse, it felt like this has been something that's been happening. Often,
yeah. Just like a continual thing, like a pattern. And so she's like, I can't take this no more. I got to get out of here.
I mean, I'm sure he was flirting with her before he asked for her hand and ended up with Seeley.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Oh, and she didn't. Oh, wait. She wasn't like, I got to get out of here. She got kicked out. Mister threw her out.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't putting out.
Yes.
Yeah. Get out, you ain't putting out.
Yeah, she ran away from her father. She got kicked out by Mister.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now, that scene I remember clearly when I was a kid, when they was like, crying and stuff, and he was like, get out of here, you come back I'll kill you, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say something like that? Yeah. So, right. Oh man, we did see
they didn't.
That's why I was a little upset.
Right,
because that was something that was known for in the original, because everybody
there's like three or four like key things from the Color Purple movie that everybody does, and that is number one.
Right.
There's a couple.
I don't think
we're describing it right. The hand thing.
If you haven't known it, then I don't know why you're listening to this podcast.
What were you gonna say, Madison?
I was gonna say, do you think they avoided that because Tyler Perry made it so funny?
No, I don't think so.
I think there are some key points in that movie that Tyler Perry made hilarious that they truly avoided.
Maybe so. I mean, I think that it's like, because I'm thinking in the musical, I'm trying to remember if they did it like that when I saw it, but I do think that it's people are going to complain about the impact if it was done, because it's not going to be exactly the same as the original movie. And so it's because it's such an epic, epic thing. I think they kind of like shied away and didn't do it, just like they didn't do the line, "You surely is ugly." Like they didn't do that. So like,
oh, man. I want to talk about that scene. I'm going to talk about that scene a little bit later once we get to that.
So, you know, so I think there's
my aunt was mad.
Yeah, I mean, I had people in the audience next to me quoting things that they thought were going to be said that wasn't. So.
Yeah,
let me tell you about my audience real quick. I'm in California watching it, and it's like, it felt like a lot of these people never seen the movie, the original. And I haven't, keep in mind, I hadn't seen this movie, the original, in like over 30 years. And so I'm remembering stuff, and I'm like, some people are like, oh, reacting like this is their first time watching. I'm like, I know y'all have seen the original, right? And this is some black people in there reacting to stuff. So I'm the only one like, I don't know. I think a couple people in the theater remember the original, but it just kind of felt weird. It wasn't that crowded because, Jason, I think you said your theater was kind of crowded, right?
Yeah, it was pretty crowded.
I was just about to say, y'all had an audience, because there really won't nobody in the theater with me either.
When did you watch it?
I watched it on New Year's Day.
Folks was still asleep.
Oh, wow.
Hungover.
I watched it about a few days, like between Christmas and New Year's. I watched it
last week.
And it was so like
people there. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh,
dang.
Did you watch it on discount day?
No, $5 day? A regular Saturday. Yes. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Literally like last Saturday. So
all right. So and I'm going to be getting these two movies merged, so y'all might have to help me with it, especially since you've seen it more recently, Jason. Because I'm thinking the scenes, like, which scene was this from which movie? Right. I kind of forgot some of the songs.
Yeah, I mean, the songs, so, like, we can put all the songs in one, you know, statement. I am not a, I like musicals live. You know, I enjoy to see live performances. I think songs can be really epic to tell the story and help paint a picture, especially Broadway type songs to kind of walk through things. I do think that it's a different experience when they're pre-recorded and they have to look more like a music video. And so I think that watching a pre-recorded musical is not as entertaining to me than watching a live musical. So even thinking about the recorded plays, they're live singing, right? So they're singing live. You think about like the Hamilton play that we can see on Disney, like, okay, it's live. They're actually singing. So like you can see their lips match the motion with their song. But when you have to pre-record in the studio and then act with it, it's just something missing. And so I think that's where some of the songs to me didn't work because of that missing piece. Some of them I thought were entertaining with the dancing, and you know, I enjoyed that, and it reminded me, because I remember watching the play, they make the music with the sound of the, you know, of the surrounding, and they're, you know, so that helps build the atmosphere when you're like beating on the, you know, different pieces of the furniture and moving it, like it creates the whole aesthetic and the whole experience. But in a movie,
right,
it's not the same. And so it's like, it just misses a little bit. And so with that, I think all the songs, you know, especially some of the ones that were a little bit more slow paced and didn't have the dancing, it just looked like a music video that was really slow. And I'm like, I forget, I know what they're doing, but I'm just like tuning out a little bit. And then my audience, you know, they start looking at their phones, which I'm like, okay, now you're distracting me. So that's a little bit what happened.
So oddly enough, the original has better songs than the new one, and the original is not a musical.
Yeah. Yeah, the songs hit a little bit.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, because some of the songs in the original, I'm like, it was done better. But so nothing really stood out for me with the songs for the new one. I mean, I remember one of them was pretty cool where where Celia's walking and like you see people in the behind her like hammering.
That was pretty cool the way they filmed
or whatever. I thought that was done pretty well, yeah, because it was kind of showing. They kind of showed that in the original with the hammer and stuff, and they just kind of put it together and made like a music video. But I don't remember what the song was about.
When they were you're talking about in the musical when they were building Harpo's clubhouse.
That was a different song.
Maybe
on the swap.
That was actually a different. Yeah.
No, that was a different song. See.
Okay. Never mind.
That's rememberable because they were actually doing something that, you know, shifted the whole, you know, movie a little bit with, because it was his you know, juke joint or whatever.
Yeah,
because like, all right, so I watched a few movies. It seemed like that's the thing to do now, like make a musical out of an original movie.
Out of a movie, uh-huh, yeah.
Right, yeah, because like, you know, Mean Girls just did this. I know.
The only one...
I just saw Mean Girls and I saw Wonka. And yeah, what you know, original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was a musical, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say I remembered a song from Wonka and I remembered a song from Mean Girls. But with Color Purple, I didn't really remember a song. I was like, oh, I gotta
that's a really good point. It's like there's songs that you like want to go back, like soundtracks of even movies. There's certain things that's like, oh man, I love that song. And I think about like the last movie we reviewed, not Judas and the Black Messiah, but I want to say that so much.
The Book of Clarence. Book of
Clarence. I was like, why was I thinking that? You made me think of that now. But they had some really cool songs in that, mm-hmm. which I mean, it was, you know, what it was kind of a musical.
I haven't seen it
and
yet.
So like I actually go back and I listen to the soundtrack because it's dope music, you know, and I'm like, yeah, those are memorable moments and memorable songs. And I think with a musical, that's part of what you want. And you have, and this is the thing that you have some amazing, amazing talent in that movie, like hands down, some amazing vocalists that can do it. And I was a little disappointed that her didn't sing that much. I know that I really like I like the way she sounds. She sings really amazing. I do feel like they didn't Fantasia didn't do as much as she could have.
Oh,
it's like, this is Fantasia.
Oh my god, I felt like she was just there.
You just sitting on her talent. Like, it's like, you really, like, if you wanted to go to a musical, like they went, I feel like they could have went they could have went 10 and they was like settling at 5, you know.
Okay,
so
Madison, glad she got some thoughts. What are your thoughts, Madison?
Well, back to what you said about the staple song. The only song that I remember that I really liked was Hell No.
Yeah. That one stood out.
Hell
yes,
No. Like, that was the only, like, and I don't know if it's because I liked old girl Danielle. Yeah. Is that her name? She was the
Danielle
best. Brooks.
She get an Oscar.
She was the best. We're about to talk about her.
Yes. So.
So.
Yeah, I was getting Oscar, please. I was getting to Sophia because
oh my god,
I don't think she's gonna win the Oscar, and I'm gonna tell you
and
why
she's
later.
Not.
Yeah, but and part of the reason why she's probably not gonna win the Oscar is because of the way this movie is done. I'll explain that a little bit later, but I definitely want to sing her praises because when she comes on as Sophia, you're right, she steals the movie, even just from her first scene, and I'm just like. She did better than Oprah. She's the only person, in the movie that did better than the original person.
She definitely bodied that character. Like, it was like, yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. I was like, because even with the whole Fantasia, I just felt like Fantasia was just happy to be there. She came off with this. Yeah, we doing it. Mm-hmm. We're making this a movie. Like, type attitude.
Right.
Like, I could feel it. Like, whew.
Yeah, because I hadn't seen Fantasia in like 15 years in anything, you know? And then suddenly we see her in this.
She had the meek humbleness of Celie, you know, but I don't think she created the character for herself.
No,
she didn't. Because, like, when I rewatched it with Whoopi Goldberg, she owned
Oh, yeah.
That character.
Yeah.
Like, she that really Whoopi, owned that was that
you felt the tension.
Right, when Whoopi went exactly. off
at the end. You felt
man,
that.
I was yes, teared up.
And that's why, like, you know, Oprah.
Sophia
exactly.
Home.
That, Sophia and that home. Made sense. But that scene in this movie, it was like, yeah, you know, it was like,
it was on the right, shoulders right. of Danielle. Just, yeah. It was on Danielle's yeah. shoulders. Like, it really yeah. was. Like, she made that scene. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't have been, I mean, it's just not her scene, but she made
that's
that
true.
Scene. Like, that scene, ugh. That scene could have been done so much better because I feel like it was done better in the film.
Right.
Because that was supposed to be an empowerment
right,
scene.
Right.
These women were right. finally yep. taking up for themselves. Even Squeak.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And oh, why was her even there? Because you're not an actress, not to be funny, but her mm-hmm. is not an actress. She is a singer. Why was she even there? She didn't even get to sing.
She
like
didn't
that.
Even yeah. get to sing. I don't know right, why you casted right, exactly. her if she ain't even singing.
Right.
It's like, what's the point? You could have had another actress be her. I mean, you know, be Squeak and then...
Be Squeak.
But anyway.
Yeah. Like, what's that Tessa girl? She could have been Squeak. She don't sing.
Oh, yeah.
So... All right, so yeah, we're gonna jump around this movie.
Absolutely, no reason to go in so order like if you with hadn't seen the movie.
Right, right, no, right, 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 right. If you this is for people who have yeah. seen the movie, all right. So this is definitely for people who've seen the movie. So with Sophia, all right, this is why I feel like she's probably not going to win the Oscar, because in the original movie, her character is done better as far as the story. The story of her character is done better. Even though Danielle Brooks did a better job as the character than right with what she had. And this is why. So the scene with the whole hell no scene, you know, that's one of the biggest scenes. So in the new one, of course she does the song and everything and it's rememberable. And of course, you know, she punches out that guy or whatever. But then all the white people around her starts attacking her.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to say that in the new one, it's done better with them attacking. So yeah, they would just attack her because in the original, they just start yelling at her. And I'm like, no, they would attack her. So I'm glad yeah. in the new one, they actually attack her. And of course, she ends up in jail in both versions. But in the new one, we see her in jail. We spend time with her in jail.
Yeah.
We see time
yeah.
go by, and then you see Celie comes and
her, yeah.
visits her, and she's just like mm-hmm. torn up. And then we get one little scene of her working with the mayor's wife, and that is it. In the original,
and it wasn't even done right.
Time, right?
It wasn't even done right because Miss Minnie didn't know how to drive. That
right.
was the whole point of her not being able to stay there. Yep. And she drove
yeah,
her
yeah,
there.
So,
and then they made it seem like the
exactly.
black people was attacking her.
Right.
That wasn't what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Because that's the scene that I remember clearly
oh, yeah.
as a kid. Like certain scenes went over my head. That scene, as soon as it popped up in the original, I was like, mm-hmm. I remember everything about this. How she started yelling and thinking they were attacking her and stuff. And they were just
right.
trying to help her. And all Sophia wanted to do was spend time with her
right.
family. And she barely had time to do that. And she had to stop what she was doing and leave with the mm-hmm. mayor's wife. And it's like, and just mm-hmm. kind of broke her. And it's like, you see Sophia in every scene getting more and
right.
more broken down after that
mm-hmm.
whole Hell's
mm-hmm.
No scene. Where in the
musical
original, when in the musical, you don't really get those scenes. You get mm-hmm. like almost like a slap on the wrist kind of thing. Like, oh, she goes to jail. Oh, you know, because like, oh yeah, this is why I'm getting a little confused. Because in the original, Celie helps her shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
She don't help her shop for the...
She ends up working for the person who said, oh, would you like to be my maid? Mm-hmm. She ends up working for her.
Right, right. And they at the store, and I remember Celie helping Sophia like
oh,
get some groceries
okay, yeah.
in the original.
Oh, yeah.
Because that scene is
she
not
has
in the
given her groceries
musical.
Or something like that. She's bought some food for her.
Yeah, because Sophia points out, because in both movies, Sophia points out that Celie mm-hmm. was a good friend of her. In the mm-hmm. musical, she says she came and visit her every day at the jail, while in the original, she says, like, you helped me at the grocery store. And so at that dinner scene, when Sophia is back, like Sophia's back. Mm-hmm. You felt it more with Oprah's scene because you saw her torn down throughout that movie. Mm-hmm. And then you finally see her come back.
Right.
When Cilly goes off and it's like Sophia's like, oh, it's like she got her energy back, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, so you see that it's not really played better. Yeah, it made more sense where in the musical it's kind of cheapened, you know.
Right.
You just kind of have to know about the
original to the original appreciate story it. A lot to know a little bit of that too. I do think that they do show the jail because you're seeing from her perspective the whole time she's in jail. So you do see, and I do like just some of the cinematography in that of like seeing her, like in the musical, seeing her in jail, seeing her like the color palette and just her face expressions are, becoming less and less strong. You know, she's like, oh my goodness, you see the breaking down, but
she's breaking.
It's not, I do think that I agree with you to an extent. Like, I think that they could have added a little bit more of after out of jail, how can she broke down and things like that. But yeah, I mean, they did what they did. We got what we got.
Well, honestly, in both worlds, compared to the book, that she was done kind of wrong. Because even in the book, she's more detailed. Mm. She's a better character. You see what happens. Like, even in the movie, you don't see what happens after they leave, right? After they have that big scene, you don't see Cilly anymore. But in the book, Sophia, sorry. You don't see Sophia anymore. But even in the book, like, Sophia was there. Sophia still, she still worked for Miss Minnie. She ended up working for her child. Wow. The child ended up working for her. Wow. Like, Cilly was around. Mm. I mean, not Cilly, Sophia. Good grief. Sophia was around.
So she was around. So because like in the movies, it made it look like she's like completely gone. Like she's with so she's still at home then.
Yeah. She was living with, like I said, she was living with the mayor's wife. And then once that fizzled out, she was working for the child. But then she ended up getting her own place because, you know, the whole thing blew over. So she ended up having her own place. But the child of the mayor's wife kept visiting her to the point that she just had her working for her.
Mm. Oh, okay.
She told her off one time, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she did. She told her off one time. She told her, I don't really like you. I don't really like your mommy or dad. Wow. I don't really like nobody, but you keep coming around here.
Sophia is the best character.
Yeah, she really is.
Like I said, and Danielle Brooks, she played it like you would know this person in real life. Like she would be somebody I'd be friends with in real life.
Yeah,
I really
from her
like
first
that.
Scene of the way she went off on Mr. Like, you know, like that was like, okay, to the way that she carried herself. It was classy.
Now, I definitely want to talk about her relationship with Harpo. The difference between the two movies. So in the musical just kind of brushed over a lot of things because like they hit each other in the musical, it made it look like they both hit each other one time and then that was it, where in the original I saw that they were hitting each other a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's probably in the book too, huh?
Yeah, they definitely did go back and forth till one day she just got tired of it. And then her sisters, because that's all them women, even in the musical, all them women, those were her sisters, came and packed her stuff up and left. That
makes sense.
Mm. Oh, I got a question, though. So, from the original movie, I don't know if they did this too much. I forgot if they did this in the musical. But there are always kids at Mr. Sal's house.
Yeah.
And I was like, who are these kids? Every time years went by, I'm like, okay, some of those kids had to grow up. Who are these new kids?
He had a bunch of kids.
I asked
it felt
the same
like
question.
He had
I think
a
he
lot
had
of kids.
It was a lot of kids there all the time. There were always kids there. So I'm like, are these neighbors' kids? Are these cousins? You know, like, what are these kids? Because, like, they don't talk about Harpo's siblings too much.
At all.
Yeah, because, like, even in the movie, it seemed like when Harpo was little, when Cilly first got there, there was, like, four of them. Harpo grew up, but the kids did not. I'm confused. Yeah.
Because he don't know nothing about none of his siblings.
They just stayed kids.
Right.
They just all kids all the time. And
even in the
book,
it really don't explain. In the book, it don't really explain about the kids. I mean, she said that Mr. had seven, I think, before she came along because of the whole wife. But the movie, I don't get that. But
he just got three in the music.
It was so, because I know.
He just had three, which, you know,
the movie just had them being kids just everywhere, and Celie was just taking care of them.
Yeah, learn how to
take care of random kids
and like, mama.
Right, that was like Harpo's the only one that grew up.
The only one that grew up.
But she was close to the same age as some of those kids too. So I mean, like.
Well, yeah, her and Harpo were not that far apart in age.
I thought that, too. I thought that her and Harpo maybe 5 to 7 years apart, if that. Yeah.
If that. I know. I was thinking closer.
Yeah.
I was thinking like 3 years apart, honestly.
I mean,
for real. It felt like they were like...
I figured Harpo was like 8 when she got there, 8 to 10. Mm-hmm. So she had to be 15, 14, somewhere in that. Not quite 18. Still.
Right. Because Sophia and Celie felt like they were the same age because they were friends.
Like they were like, they probably were, you know, thinking about it.
Yeah, I think she might have been older than Harpo.
She definitely was.
And also, I didn't realize they, in the musical, they just kind of brushed over that Sophia and Harpo got back together. Because I had to think, I was like, wait, did they get back together? Because like, for me, since I watched the musical first and then rewatch the original, I'm going off of that and I'm like I'm seeing the missing puzzle pieces, and then when I watch the original I see the puzzle piece fit right there. It's like, oh, so it's like you have to watch the original before you watch the musical the way they did that.
I mean, it's assuming, I feel like the musical definitely assumes that you already seen the movie. So
pretty much.
That's why when I went and watched Mean Girls, I rewatched Mean Girls and then I watched the musical.
I haven't even seen that yet. I'm not looking forward to it.
it's not so bad. Mean Girls musical is not so bad, actually.
But let's talk about Suge, because I know we're kind of walking through characters versus the story arc of the, you know, middle.
Yeah,
I think
that
the introduction of Suge as a pitcher was actually a really interesting way she was like starting off, and she just basically fantasized. I felt like it showed a little bit more like her just falling in love with Suge from just her fantasy and her imagination over time. And so I think that was I felt that. Mm. And so did you guys hear about the controversy that Taraji was talking about with the conditions of working in filming this movie?
Oh yeah.
So I was interested. Tell the listeners about it.
Because I heard, the only thing I heard, I didn't read like a lot, but like she was just kind of complaining about the driving herself around Atlanta as it was filming, and
which is understandable.
I mean, it's Taraji. She's A-list.
I mean, not even that, it's Atlanta. Like, have you ever driven in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like that's not like, she's right. It's a liability, because like I could get into an accident easy, like in Atlanta.
But yeah, what y'all think about Suge's character and Taraji's the way she played her?
I loved it. Taraji she's gonna kill every role she's in.
Yeah,
and I think she did a really good job keeping up with the original. Making it her own. She did make her own. You know, I would say she's probably my second favorite character. I think the whole storyline with her and her dad was done pretty well. There's bits and pieces that I like from the original more and from the musical more. I did like the personal of them. Like, if you see more of her trying to be reunite with her dad in the new one, I feel like you see it a little bit more than the original. You know, like That's what I felt.
You're saying the musical allowed you to see her, like, growth in her father's relationship more?
Yeah. But in the original, I think the reunion of them two was done better.
I mean, that was epic.
Like, yeah, it was very epic.
That is one of those, if you think about the five.
That was like the biggest scene.
Big scenes of The Color Purple, the movie. Her song, Coming Back to Church, you know, is definitely on the top three.
Yeah. And it's quieter. It's very quiet the way it's done.
Yeah, it was musical. Brushed.
For it to be the musical, though.
Which, I mean, I feel like if I was watching the, because I'm trying to think about how they did it in the play, like, I feel like it was similar, but I'm like, if I'm making a play, a Broadway play of The Color Purple, that's going to be a song that I want to make the biggest one. You know, like, that's the one that I want to make huge.
It has a lot of symbolism in it, because it's about Celie and Suge's relationship. Was basically Celie didn't feel like she could be loved at all, and Suge was telling her, God loves you, I love you, and this was her, you know, going back to home because she was a preacher's kid, and showing Celie like, yeah, you can still be loved, people are still going to open back up to you, like, it was that moment.
Yeah.
But,
it was definitely a solo piano song in the you know, silent, you know,
yeah, cool. But
trying
but
to tell you it,
that's why I said they're different.
Finish sing it, keep playing. I'm like, it was different. It was like very anticlimactic for me.
Reunite with her father, the Reverend Lonnie Love from Martin.
That's David Alan Grier, right? Yes.
Yep.
My only thing is, he don't look old enough to be her daddy.
No, of course not. That's Reverend Lonnie Love. Like, what? You had her when he was 10. Come on, man.
I was like, y'all look like brother and sister, maybe even uncle and niece, but not no mama, daddy. Daddy and baby.
Right. Why did they cast David Alan Grier?
I don't know. I mean, he was good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he definitely always. But that was kind of like a tight cast type of thing. Like, y'all going to cast David Alan Grier? Really? Like, you can't help but to think about Martin.
I couldn't take him seriously.
You can't take him seriously.
You can't take him seriously.
Unless you're going to do something really dramatic like you did with Deion Cole, because I took Deion Cole seriously.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, he was mean. So, I'm like, oh my goodness, he's so evil.
That's why I didn't recognize him.
They should have had Danny Glover playing him.
I was thinking about that. That would have been really good.
I thought that was going to happen.
Right?
They could have done that.
I mean, shoot.
Yeah, the only cameo we got was Whoopi Goldberg.
I mean,
Goldberg.
Not Oprah. Whoopi Goldberg. Ah, Lord, I said it in the theater, too. I did. I was like, oh, man. I didn't say that.
Which, spoiler alert for Mean Girls, the star of Mean Girls, she made a cameo in Mean Girls. So it's like, oh,
Lindsay?
that's the thing.
Get this, okay.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan makes a cameo in Mean Girls. So I guess that's the thing, if you're going to, you know, and in Little Mermaid, the original Ariel made a cameo in the Mermaid. So that's what you do. You get the star to pop in.
In the remake.
So, with Suge's introduction, how y'all like the new one, the introduction? So, this is what I want to say. So they definitely skipped over You Show Is Ugly. I was waiting on it. And Suge never looks as silly until it's like she's in the bathtub and she finally sees her and she just makes a face. And I bust out laughing. I was like, okay, that's actually done pretty funny. I thought that was done kind of funny. But it was definitely relying that you watched the original, though.
Right.
Because you knew what she was thinking. Yeah. Like, because the face she made just cracked me up. I think the whole audience cracked up.
Yeah, I mean.
I think it's kind of weird that. No, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just echoing Josh. Yeah. The face said it, and then you had to put the piece together in your mind.
I just think it's kind of weird that their first interaction was her in the tub.
Well, you know.
Like, they just kind of like, all right, y'all know they're gay. Let's get to it. You know?
You know? I feel like the movie, the 85 movie, tiptoed a little bit on their relationship. This movie definitely. Was like, yeah, we know. You know.
Well, to me, when I read the book, I don't feel like they ever had, like, sex, you know, because she describes the rape so, you know, detailed. I would think she wouldn't skimp on the lesbian sex, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, she talks about the button. That's another good song that I thought was kind of cool. It was like, not press the button. She's talking about, you know, but push the button. That was another. Yeah. I did like that song. But that's piggybacking on the conversation that her and Celie had when she talked about Mr. just getting on top of women, doing his business. She was like, oh, you still a virgin because you've never orgasmed, basically. So she taught her how to orgasm, but other than that, they just kind of like laid together. Because, I mean, yeah. Shug was, I guess, bisexual.
Shug was very open in her sensuality, and I valued her, just her freedom that she brought the whole house. Like, she just made everybody around her happier. So, and she just was unapologetic.
Now, in the original, I felt like she was just like a house guest, where I definitely felt like in the new one, like, her and Mr. were hooking up. Was that in the book?
Yes.
When she came up?
So, oh, yeah. She was around the white girl.
She kind of reminded me of that character, Tika, on Missionary a little bit.
You funny. You
know, think about it. Oh, no. Just
think about it. Nah, I don't know about all that. Should have kids. She can't handle kids.
So, what was it? The other thing. Oh, okay. So, I want to talk about the shaving scene. And even with the song that she was singing, Sister,
Celie's Blues,
you know, in the original, that's that was, like I said, it's a lot that the original did better. I mean, but it's the original, you know, it's really hard to remake a really good classic, you know.
I feel like the only way that they could ever do better than the original is if they sat down and did it like Roots. It had to be like a series.
Because
there's so much things that both of them have like skipped over that happened in the book, and
that's
the
a good
details
point.
Into relationships and characters. It's crazy. And the letters. Oh my God, don't get me started.
Oh yeah, yeah. So yeah, we can talk about the letters right after the shaving. So with the shaving part, because I hate that they didn't do the shaving scene right in the musical. Yeah, because that was like, that's something I remembered from a kid. So when I was watching it as an adult, watching the musical, I was like, oh, what about the shaving scene? And they do it one time, and it's like, and he slaps her, and it's like not a big deal. Where in the original, it's like, oh, she about to kill his ass. That's what it really felt like. And then Shug had to stop her. And I was like, you felt it more. You felt it a lot more in the original.
Yeah, it was intense.
And the fact that they show it twice. Right. And the fact they showed it twice, like, you know, shaving him at first when she's young. And it's like, you know, she's all shaking and nervous and stuff. And he's all pissed off at her. But you see the difference.
Yeah, you see the progression.
That's Spielberg's directing.
That does go with directing. Because that's actually a really good point.
Because Spielberg is one of the greatest directors. I'm glad he did The Color Purple. You know, even if he's a white guy, he did a great job. It showed that intense, like, the difference between, like, seeing that she is tired of his shit. Because, that's at the point with after the letters.
She already knows what he's been doing.
She knows what he's been doing.
And he's like, this dude, trust me enough. And where I got a razor, I can slit his throat right now. and nothing right stopped now. Him from right. doing it.
And Suge had to run and stop him.
I can legit slit his throat and no one will even ask any questions.
Right. And so that's what made the scene more powerful when she goes off on him. Because
you know she got the power. She could kill him if she wanted to.
Right, because she's at that breaking point. You see her really, truly at that breaking point. Because let's admit, we all had that breaking point. Mm-hmm. I definitely had that breaking point. And you always have some kind of clues. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I don't know if I've ever. More figuratively. Maybe more figuratively. Yeah, I don't
know if I was almost slitting the body's throat.
Not for real, but.
You know. But yeah, I got you.
We
I
feel
got
you, though.
Well, I did. I didn't slit anybody's throat, but I had moments in my life when I went off on somebody like really hard. Like, you know, I went off on a boss one time and really loved, but you could tell it was building up and then for it to just really go off. And we'll get to later soon because I definitely want to go back to the talk about the her going off scenes. Because like y'all said, the new one, it's like she's just doing the part because it was in the book and in the movie. Where in the original, man,
she was playing.
You feel it. She's like, I'm done with your ass. And the way she threw her hand up at him, like it's like she really did curse him.
And you felt the curse, and you saw, and the way that the movie was directed, it was like, yeah, he was obviously cursed. She cursed him.
Yeah. I felt like Fantasia had arthritis.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a little lackluster, and it was trying, and so you know it created that, but yeah, the musical didn't do it as well.
Yeah,
I think the scene when she spit in the cup that was still funny.
It was Mister's dad.
I was looking forward to that scene.
Honestly, I forgot it. I forgot the new one because the original one, that was another scene that I remembered clear as day as a kid. Mm-hmm. And so when I rewatched it as an adult, there was no surprise. I was like, oh yeah, I remember this. Except I forgot that he was like about to drink water and was stopping.
It was funny.
And
it's almost like, oh, she watching in between. She watching in between. Another thing that they didn't do in this movie, which they could have did, was having some narration, which I think that like that so Whoopi Goldberg's narrating the movie helped create a level of like, it helped me walk like I was reading a book a little bit too, so it helped me walk through what she's thinking and feeling, where I think that we had to rely on those thoughts to understand a lot of what was going on, because even the face expressions weren't going to tell us as much in this musical. And I think the music, the songs are supposed to be that, you know, narrative of what you're thinking, but like we said earlier, they weren't always memorable. And so thinking about when, you know, Celie gave, you know, Suge the food, and she's like, I want to see what color it's going to make on the wall. Like, I was thinking, like, when she narrated that when she was cooking, you know, I want to see how this dude, you know.
That could have been an intense song.
It's kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, she just was like, looked like she was just helping her instead of looking like she was just very curious about, like, you know, making a mess. You know, she was just, like, fun, playing it and having fun. But, yeah, and the same way with her watching Mr.'s dad drink, is like, you know, waiting on him, and it's like, okay, there's not enough tension there because she was peeping through the blinds and making sure, you know, on that day. So
All right, so the letters,
yeah, compared to the book was literally like chapters and chapters of just letters. So I feel like we didn't, in the movie, they did a pretty good job depicting them, but in the musical, it was kind of like, not, I don't know. It just didn't give.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of knew like that there were letters, and there wasn't like a big like, oh my goodness, she's been writing me forever and I need to read everything that she's done, all the things she does. It's just like, it was like maybe 5 minutes of all the things that she did, or less than that. It was like, oh wow, like she's met, you know, she met my daughter, and they connected, and they're in mission, and they're in Africa, and they're coming, you know. And I was like, really, like, I felt like it was, even though the movie was the same length, they threw that together like really quickly. And so I do like that. It was like Suge finding it and helping her and like, you know, guarding her and like helping like to, you know, reveal this. And I felt like it did show that Suge was like really caring about Celia and this is the Nettie you've been talking about. Like, this is exciting. And so I think that was, you know, a good part of the story. But yeah.
Yeah. Both scenes kind of merged together, but I definitely remember the original a lot more because she's picturing Nettie.
Yeah,
exactly,
they show
how she,
the same young Nettie.
She looks the exact same as she remembered. And I do like that because it's like, because that's how she remembered her.
I was hoping to see that. Honestly, I was hoping to see that.
But you can't mimic Spielberg's directing. That's mainly what it is.
That's true.
You just, you know, he did a really good job, you know? So I love that.
And they had like the narration of the letters. Was that Sierra?
Yeah.
She actually narrated the letters.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Yeah. I think she did. Because, I mean, she was Nettie at the end.
So. Right, right. Even though they showed...
Again, why were you there?
Did she sing at all?
She did sing. No. I mean, the end with the chorus, but... Yeah.
They could have had anybody at that point.
So it's like, why even have Haley Bailey in it, huh? A big actress like that, you know, like...
Trying to get that
They sat on the music I think they probably sold the musical with the musicians to make you like, oh yeah, these musicians are going to be in this movie, so that's so musical. Right
But
it's like, if you knew, if they were the cast of your, they're coming to your city near you, you'd be like, absolutely, I can't wait to hear these people perform in my live studio audience, you know. But it's not like that. It's just
definitely not chorus
and in the background, and
right, it's mostly chorus.
So let's talk about the climax of the movie, like after Mister is cursed. So I felt it more in the new one. It felt like he was actually, like the ground was cursed, all this stuff. It felt like
did good with that.
It felt more cursed in the new one.
Mm-hmm.
How the mailman.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like you really felt it. Like, it's like the cursing was done better in the original, but the curse itself to me was done better in the musical.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because I feel like in the book, they kind of make it sort of sympathetic for Mister. And I feel like the musical kind of gave that sympathy.
Because
he did lose all this stuff. And they didn't say that in the movie, in the first movie, that he lost all this. And this was happening right after she left.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I definitely got an understanding, I think, of this, of how much land he owned. And just to think about the impact that he had, like, just... as a, you know, in the late,
in his community, early,
yeah, like he just owns, he was a landowner, a farmer. Uh-huh. So like, I felt like, I think seeing the land being like, having to burn it, having to do that, it just felt like, oh man, he actually is pretty wealthy for a black man in the early 1900s, you know?
Yeah, money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he was able to have a wife and a side girl and all these.
A famous musician side girl, you know,
right.
You take care of her too, so
right. That makes sense. So I feel like, while we kept saying the musical brushed over a lot of scenes, I feel like the musical didn't brush over the climax, the toward the end of the movie, and the original brushed over the climax.
That's how I feel. Because I don't remember in the original movie her having a store or gaining a store.
It's in one scene. It's really one quick. Scene.
Yeah, it's
really,
really
quick in the original.
And I didn't realize that until I read the book and I was like, oh, wait, her dad didn't rape her. That was her mom.
That was a stepdad.
Man.
Yeah.
You know, he had land. Now she got land. Now she got a store. Right. Now she's doing better. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's done better in the musical.
Yeah, it
where
is.
You see her actually have a store and you see her like she's got her life together now. I forgot this scene when I was a kid because they brushed over it real quick.
Yeah, it was literally like 2 minutes or less than that. Yeah. She's like working and she gets a call about, you know, some stuff. And so, okay, yeah, that's about it. But like, I do think the movie, well, the play, the live play, I remember that song and like seeing the store and I was exposed a little bit more. I was like, oh, like there's more to the story than what I remember about the movie. And so this was definitely like showing that and emphasizing those scenes to show. And I like it. I like the way that even Mister was trying to, you know, come back and buy something to support, you know, like you kind of see
him trying, terrible pants.
trying. And so I think that was like a really good, I mean, it definitely gave me a little sympathy for him, but not, I still was like, he's evil.
Well, I didn't feel like he was evil. I was more forgiving in the new one.
I wasn't.
I wasn't.
I was more forgiving because I was like, okay, he's trying, you know, even though he's trying to work things out and be a friend with her and stuff like that, you know, so I got it more in the original. I mean, in the musical. In the original, I just felt like, well, he's just an asshole. That's what I did feel. I liked him more in the musical.
Yeah, I got you.
And it might have it might be because of that whole Spielberg thing. We were talking about how all the men were seen as bad guys and there was no redemption for them.
Exactly. That's probably what it was. It didn't feel that as so because like when he goes to sell his stuff or whatever, like, he's, you know, to get Nettie to come back to the States.
Like he sell land like so that he can.
Right. It's brushed over. There's no dialogue in the scene in the original.
I didn't even remember him doing like I was like this. That's what he did. Like I didn't even think I knew that he
exactly.
did that.
Exactly. It's brushed. It's really brushed over in the original where they give you the whole scene in the new one.
Because he's like figuring out how to get these people, how to get Nettie back. You know, because it's like the letter is challenging. Like she's stuck. She got to like it's like not a good safe place. Where she is with the world in turmoil.
It was crazy in the book.
I got to get her back. So, like, how am I going to do this? I got to do everything I can. And then the options are, like, limited. And he's like, what if I sell my land? You know, like, that was like a whoa. Like, okay, you willing to do that? You know? It's like, yeah, we can make that work.
I felt like he was actually trying to make things right.
He didn't have to do that.
In the new one.
He didn't have to do that. And I think that.
Right.
I think he
where
did.
In the original it's brushed over
his evil nature did not have to do that.
He needed
to do that, you know what I mean? Like
that's what I was gonna say. In the original felt like
soul
he was just,
needed to do that, but
because in the original felt like that's why I feel like he was still kind of evil because it's like, well, I kind of have to do this because so I can get lift off this curse on me.
Will stop. Yeah. The curse will stop. I'll just do this so that I can begin to sell things for my land again.
Where in the new one, it felt like he really was sorry. Like, okay, I definitely did her wrong. I need to make things right. So how's the book? You said in the book it was done.
It was done basically like that. I mean, like how they got the letter, he ended up giving it to Celie, and they kind of came up with the idea to get the money together.
Oh, because both movies, it's like it kind of surprises her. I didn't know that he works with her about it.
It's funny because it's like Celie's writing letters to Nettie, and Nettie's writing letters to Celie, and then in the movie it seems like she's in the movie it just seems like Celie is just reading
one-sided.
Letters.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But in the book, she's writing back and forth. And even though they're still writing to each other, they don't know if the other one is actually getting the other's letters.
Mm.
And some of the letters were being sent to Mister. So he gave them to her.
Celie. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to read the book.
So, all right. So the final scene. Nettie gets back.
The Easter bash or whatever they had.
Sun, so, yeah. Sunday dinner.
So like I said, I think that whole act three or the last part of the movie is done better in the musical. I think they figured out we can fix it where the original just kind of did whatever. Cause it always bothered me when she meets her kids and they don't speak English. That had always bothered me.
And that makes sense. But they know English. That's just it. They know English.
Yeah.
Of course they know English, but it's like they didn't speak any English. That always bothered me. I was like, how in the world they don't know any English?
They know English.
They were missionaries when they went over to Africa.
Yeah.
They had to know English.
Like when they were one, apparently, they were that young when they went to Africa.
They were, but I mean,
they were
still,
young, but not that
parents,
young. They were still,
their parents were still
are American.
Are English. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm glad they were speaking English in the new ones. Okay, good. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a cool scene to see them come together and sing the last song together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course they should have, because the other thing about the original, they used the exact same actress for Nettie the entire movie. So her as a kid is also her as an older woman at the end. They just put her in makeup. Old makeup. And yeah, I didn't realize until I rewatched it. I was like,
hold on, wait, huh?
Like, that looked, yes, for real. The Nettie is only one actress that plays Nettie through
talking
the
about
whole
an original movie.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, the original. Yeah, dang, so the same one that plays a little girl plays
neither.
The older woman. And it's it looks a little silly.
They did make Sierra look a little older.
Yeah, they did.
So
Sierra looked like a ball player in that one. she looked like a WNBA player. Like
she did.
Yeah, she's
she absolutely did. I almost forgot it was her.
Yeah, I did too.
yeah. So any other thoughts of the movie itself before we get to favorite characters and ratings?
Well, sitting here talking, it sounds like you need to watch the beginning of the beginning of the story, you need to watch the real movie.
Yeah.
And then for the ending, you watch the musical.
But
honestly, it kind of makes sense because, you know, when it comes to musicals, you're either going to be really, really sad or really, really happy. And I guess with the content of this story, it's kind of hard to be really, really sad then go happy unless you're going to go all the way sad. So that's why the happy parts are a little bit better than the sad.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I think that, you know, if you think about the way that 2023, 2024, you know, the way that we receive content, you know, I mean, trauma is real. And so I think that there's triggers when you have to emphasize some of the intense nature of what The Color Purple was painting. And I think that, you know, there's things in the original movie that they didn't show. Because maybe even thinking about it, like another black woman calling another black woman "you ugly" is not as received, you know, in 2023. So I think that's...
Oh, wait a minute.
He called her ugly.
No. I'm talking about when Sophia and Squeak, didn't she call Lil Heifer?
I don't remember.
Because she knocked her out, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, she did. Yeah,
there was some
tension
there. So I think that she did call her some out of her name.
Yes.
Well, this is how I felt when I was watching the original, because they kept calling her ugly. And I was like, well, that's just because she don't have that stereotypical beauty. But Silly was still very cute. When I was watching, I was like, she's, you know, Whoopi Goldberg. I was like, she's cute. Yeah. Me and my sister watching, it was like, yeah, she's still very cute. She just and the way she plays it, but she plays it so innocent that was part of her cuteness, was because she was so innocent and stuff and quiet and meek and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Also, colorism plays a part in it too, because that was a lot in the book as well. That's another thing I didn't like about Shug Avery. She always depicted Shug Avery as dark, and they never make her dark.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Cause I mean, the dad said it in the movie. She dark. She ain't got nothing. She was talking about Suge when she spit in the water.
Right. Oh. Mm-hmm.
She got all the mess of chilling that her mama taking care of all that. Yeah, that was that's why she spit in the water, because he was talking bad about Suge.
Right,
that makes
right.
sense.
Yeah.
So okay. I mean, she may not have been ugly, but she was dark skinned. That's why I thought Nettie would be lighter, but
yeah. Real quick, one character we didn't talk too much about was Harpo. What were y'all thoughts of Harpo?
Told Harpo to beat me.
We went through it. You told Harpo to beat me.
Well, they said that.
Obviously, so the original was done better.
I mean,
I felt like Harpo's character. Yeah, he was a good. He was pretty good. He was. I don't know who he is, but he was okay. No, my mom recognized him, but I don't know who he is, but.
In the new one or the original?
In the new one, I think.
Oh, the new one. That guy, he's in a bunch of stuff. He's in.
You know what?
He played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton.
Thinking the wrong person. You know who I'm thinking about? The guy that Suge ran off with.
Oh, I forget him. I don't even know him.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know who he was. My mom picked him out, but I was getting them confused. Yeah.
Okay.
But back to Harpo. I feel like even in the book, Harpo's character is supposed to be like that emerging caterpillar, but it doesn't really happen for him because he's trying to be like his daddy's daddy. He's not trying to be like his dad. Because, I mean, that's the only reason why he hit Sophia in the first place.
Right.
Right.
So he can be like his daddy, but he don't want
to Right.
be.
Right. But he can't. But he's got to remember that Sophia is not like these other women either. Mm-hmm. Sophia was a different woman, and he was a man emerging.
Yeah.
Was Harpo silly in the book?
Misguided.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't
he's
say
silly in the original, but he's not silly in he's not that
yeah,
silly.
I mean, he's
in
a
the,
businessman.
Yeah.
New one.
Like he I would really say he is. Was, like he's got.
I would say like some of the business. Some of the stuff he would say, you might think it might be silly, but to me, it just seemed like he's misguided.
All right, so let's talk about favorite characters. Who is? I think everybody probably got the same favorite character.
give her. I'm honestly glad she got nominated. Like, I'm glad she got nominated.
She deserved it.
And so, you know, whether she gets it, I hope she does. But I mean, I'm glad she got nominated for that, because I think that just shows the impact of that character.
Right.
And we said it, like, you know, Danielle Brooks is she's a great actress. She definitely embodied that character. So yeah Sophia, my favorite character, hands down.
Yeah, mine
too. She might not win, but it is an honor to be nominated. So I think that should really credit her. Give her credit for that, you know, being nominated. Like that's really
right.
good. That's a bit, and she definitely stole the show, you know, she definitely did, especially with what she worked with. Like, I wish they kept the scene in from the original with the, you know, with the mayor's wife and stuff, like, you know, so we can really see her. And I think if they did, she would definitely probably most likely get the Oscar more if they kept those scenes in.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Well, nominated.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, she did great.
I said, who else is nominated?
Oh, who else is not? I forgot, man. I have to look it up.
Ain't it old girl from Barbie?
Supporting
America.
Actress.
Yes. Yeah. America Fiora is nominated as well. Another movie that's kind of a musical, Barbie. Mm-hmm. And remembered songs from that movie. So.
The only one that got an Oscar. Well, the only one I got a nomination, I meant.
Two Barbie songs got nominated.
Oh, wow.
Oh, was it? All I heard about was Ken.
Yeah, it was a Billie Eilish song that got nominated as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
About that. Okay.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. It might win, though. I would say my second favorite character is probably Suge.
I had to give it to Young Seeley. I just like
that. That was really good casting, by the way.
Yeah.
She looked like her. She looked like Fantasia.
I was like, is that her cousin, little sister? Somebody
was like, somebody next to me in the audience, like, that made Fantasia look a lot younger.
That's not her yet, honey. That's not her.
That was really good casting.
Yeah,
right,
she looked
there.
Like her.
I feel like, right, she probably outdid Fantasia.
So you saying that Sophia was your favorite character, but young Celie was your second favorite character?
Yeah.
Okay. Jason didn't have a second favorite.
I mean, yeah, Sophia, hands down. And yeah,
you like Miss Bell.
Oh, love the hate.
I feel bad. All right,
so so rating, and we're talking about the musical, rating of the musical. So I'll go first because my rating has changed. Because when I first watched it, I told Jason, I said, this might be my favorite, one of my favorite movies of the year.
You did say that. Yeah, that was before I watched it.
Really?
But then I watched the original and stuff, and then a little time went by. Now, saying all that, I still like the movie a lot, and I will definitely watch the movie again. But, like, I'm going to rate it. Oh, yeah, Jason, you want to tell Madison our rating system real quick?
Remember it?
Not really.
She probably don't remember it.
Trash is the bottom is trash. Then there is a second level is do over. And then the third level is a replay. You enjoy it, watch it, you know, again. Fourth level is a sequel. All the levels that you want, keep it up. And then the highest of high is the neck bleed.
Okay.
That's rarely done.
Rarely done. So, I'm going to use the word neck bleed for the original.
Okay.
So the original was a neck bleed for me. Rewatching, I was like, yeah, this is great, 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 great movie. Spielberg did his thing. Everybody did their thing back then. This is still a classic. Mm. The new one, at first I was thinking sequel, but now time go by. It's a high replay now for me. Okay. She got a different rating. All
right. What's your rating?
Not a sequel. Golly. Now
I said not a sequel for me, it's a high replay. So
now I went into this movie thinking, why did we put music to The Color Purple? I'm still to this day, like, I don't this movie, this book didn't need music. Still doesn't need music. I will watch it again for the sake of watching it again, but it won't be like, oh, I'm a watch The Color Purple musical. So I have to give it a very, very high two.
Oh, so that would be a do over.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, a do over is basically like, you know, hey, like, let's, you know, if it had a better direction, it could have been better if a different actors or different.
Yeah, you might be taking some certain actors out of it and redo it, kind of thing. Or
take the music out, do it over.
That's it. So that would be, if you took the music out, it'd be done better. Yeah. So
take music out. Let's do it. And I love musicals, so don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I think I would say something like I enjoyed that we have it. And you know, I think that it does honor the original, which I think connects people in this generation to see it. I mean, but I'm honestly, the 85 Color Purple movie is, it's epic and it's the culture. So I think that you can't do that over. You can't change it. It's just like, it is what it is and it's always going to be that. And so like, you can try to do like Broadway plays to like, have fun at it, you know, have fun and honor that, but like, it's that. So I would say this, I would agree with you, and my level is the same, do-over, maybe a higher do-over. I enjoyed it to a point where I can watch it, but I really think that the things that we mentioned about the shift, like some of the acting could have been different. If it was a musical, like, make it only live, you know, like, which is what a Broadway is, right? So it's like, okay, let's keep those, you know. But I mean, I think that if it's going to be a movie, then you don't need the type of music that we had, and do something a little different. So emphasize some of the acting a little bit harder, you know. So yeah, that's my high do over for me.
Okay. The thing about these remakes, go to the book, go to the original story. If you're going to do a remake, don't remake the movie itself from the original movie or whatever.
I don't think they made it over from the movie. I think that they tried to pay
homage. It looks like they did, though.
Well, it's a different, the story arc is different. And so I think that they tried to use some of the things that people know about the movie to emphasize, to connect you with it if you're watching it. But I do think that they didn't base like the movie, because it's not a line for line, scene for scene remake of the 85 movie. It's not. And so and I don't think they tried to do that. I think it was more like, let's go to the Broadway play, and the play was based off of the book, and they tried to pay homage to a couple of scenes from the movie. So with that in mind, I think people were looking for the scenes they wanted in the original movie. And if you want that, just go watch the original movie.
Yeah, exactly.
So
so let's tell people where to follow you guys at. So start with Madison.
I am M_Day_Lynne on IG, and I am M_Daylen on Facebook. Daylen Warren on Facebook.
Jason.
SmileyJason.com is my website. You can look me up. SmileyJason_ is a place that you can find me in most places.
All right. And I'm Prop Josh on everything. I even have a website, PropJosh.com. And it's Instagram, PropJosh_Productions. I got a bunch of stuff coming out. You can hear Madison's voice on a lot of stuff coming out.
What?
I got her playing Aunt May for a Spider-Man video I got coming out like the same same week. The same week as this podcast is coming out. So
my old lady voice.
It was funny too. So any final thoughts? I probably kind of gave a final thought. I said, you know, the whole, you know, remake it from like an original source, you know. You don't have to remake the movie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Take the music out. Let's make it a series if y'all really want to get into the story of these characters. Because,
yeah, miniseries are a thing nowadays. And yeah, they could have did that. That would have been an interesting miniseries if they did that. I would like to see that too.
Read the book and
Black
women are amazing. So that's good enough.
Period.
Right.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Hi, y'all.
Thank everybody for listening. You can email us at wwtbttpodcast@gmail.com. That's wwtbttpodcast@gmail.com. For questions, movie suggestions, corrections, personal reflections, beat selections, no, like seriously, if you got beats and you want to hear them play during a segment in the show, just send them over. We'll take a listen. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to upload every Thursday, and hey, maybe we'll hit you up with a couple of surprises. Who knows? Who cares? Hopefully you do. Either way, you know where we be at.